Today's show is brought to you by Sidewalks, your own dedicated path for a leisurely stroll. Or, as the jerk on an e-bike puts it,
get out of my way!
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
What day is it?
Today is gonna be the day.
Yay! I love Mondays.
It's also Manic Monday.
What are you working on these days? What's going on for you? What's your current project?
All right, just living the dream.
What's on your plate these days? What's coming up for you? What's on the next page?
Another day, another dollar.
What are you working on?
Working hard or hardly working.
Here we go!
It is showtime, folks.
Yeah, it's the Mike Show. Hi there. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
There she is. How in the heck do you get our live show and our featured channel 24/7, 365? Well, the live show isn't 24/7, 365. Well, that would be just silly. That'd be a marathon. I don't think I can do that anymore. But you can get the live show between 8 and 11 on the Alexa device, and you get our feature channel, which is our modern alternative channel. And that's really kind of a misnomer. It's just modern at this point because it is everything from modern alternative to some really, really cool vintage tracks, everything from, postmodern indie, blues, traditional modern alternative, and even, you know, the hits from back in the 90s and the 80s and The Cure and Depeche Mode and stuff like that. Well, anyway, so that channel runs 24/7, 365, live, okay? The show is from 8 to 11, live. And then we repack everything. So how do you get that channel and the live show on the Alexa? You simply enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can get our podcast. That is a repack of the live show. And that drops usually around noon each and every day. We take all the segments that we did from the live show. We pack it together into a full-length podcast. Full-length and anatomically correct. You can search The Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, pretty much everywhere you get your podcast. Just search The Mike Show VA. And you can even ask Alexa, Alexa, play The Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. And if that isn't enough for you, if we have not done all that we can do to make your day pleasant, you can even watch us on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. All one word, no spaces, at The Mike Show VA. There we go. All right. Coming up on today's program, it's the Monday edition of the show. What is this? The Ig Nobel Prize winners. We have this year's Ig Nobel Prize winners, and not the Nobel Prize, okay? These are the Ig Nobel Prize. It's like the Nobel Prize, but it's for the weirdest and dumbest insights that science offered us in 2024. So we've got those winners, and we'll talk about that. The studies included studies on coin flips and breathing through your butt. Yeah. And then we'll have our top list, of course. Top other dumb science questions that science needs to answer. All right. There you go. That is all on the way. What else? Oh, yeah. Of course, we're going to get really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really, really dumb with your stupid criminals in the news. And we've got top list and all that kind of stuff. That's all on the way. All right. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Hello, I'm Dr. Herbert Schwartz with This Week in Science. An amazing discovery was made earlier this week by scientists who had noticed two fossilized slime molds fused together. One of the chief biologists behind the study of these fossilized slime molds, Dr. Richard Head, was quoted as saying he was very surprised to find evidence they were doing the myxomycophyta boogie, the diploid nuclei funk, the multicellular bang, the labyrinthal mycotia lap dance, the sporangial splugeathon. In other words, Dr. Head believes they were doing it. But another chief biologist, Dr. Eric Shun, is rather skeptical about the latest discovery. Dr. Shun maintains that sex between the slime molds was an impossibility because he noticed under closer examination she wasn't wearing her makeup. For This Week in Science, I'm Dr. Herbert Schwartz.
Yes, he is. Hi there. The Mike Show. She wasn't wearing her makeup. All right. So the Ig Nobel. Is that how you pronounce it? This year's Ig Nobel Prize winners were announced the other day. Here. I think we have sound on this. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
The Ig Nobel Physiology Prize is awarded to Ryo Okabe, Yuhei Yokoyama, and Takanori Takebe for discovering that many mammals are capable of breathing through their anus.
First and foremost, thank you so much for believing the potential of anus for breathing potential.
Wow. That was real. No, that wasn't a bit. That was real. According to that, you can breathe through your butt. Researchers found many mammals are capable of it. The study showed doctors might be able to treat things like COVID using a special mixture of oxygenated liquid. A team in Amsterdam did 350,000 coin flips and found it's not really 50-50. Coins are slightly more likely to land on the same side they started on. This year's Peace Prize in the Ig Nobel Prize winners went to a study that looked at whether you could put pigeons inside missiles to help guide them. I'll say it again. Put pigeons inside a missile to help guide them. They don't have thumbs. How could they work the levers and things? The Botany Prize went to a study that found some plants will imitate the shapes of fake plastic plants if you put them next to each other. The Anatomy Prize went to a study that looked at the direction your hair swirls in and whether it's affected by the hemisphere you were born in. Kind of like the myth that toilets flush in the opposite directions, in, you know, depending on hemispheres. The prize for medicine went to a study that found placebos work better if they cause a few painful side effects. The physics prize went to a study that looked at the swimming abilities of dead trout. That would be floating abilities, not swimming. The chemistry prize went to a study that used a process called chromatography. There we go. To make drunk and sober worms race each other. The biology prize went to an old study from 1941 where researchers popped brown paper bags while a cat stood on a cow's back. They were apparently trying to see if they could scare cows into producing more milk. And then the prize for demographics went to a study that found places where people supposedly live the longest tend to have poor record keeping when it comes to when people were born. I actually think that that's more legit than any of the other ones because, yeah. Oh, yes, this woman is 128 years old. Wait a minute. Okay, do you have a computer? No. Do you have, a really, really good records facility? No. No, it's just Jorge. He keeps track of everything. Ah, okay. Anyway, I actually think that one is pretty legit. So that brings us to our top list. While it's nice, scientists can laugh at themselves at the Ig Nobel Prizes, it would also be nice if they cut the silliness and actually focused on answering all those stupid questions that stump us in our daily lives. See what we mean with today's list. It's our top list today. Top other dumb questions science needs to answer. I'm ready to go. Top other dumb questions science needs to answer. What's the point of the tow hair? Which came first, the mullet or the Dodge Charger? Top dumb question science needs to answer. Is it okay to park at a broken parking meter? What's up with cats? Just in general. Top other questions science needs to answer. Whatever happened to Steve Gutenberg? I actually want to know this. So I'm going to Google the Gutenberg. Okay. All right. He basically looks the same. Is an American actor. Well, that's a good thing when it says about, because then he's still with us. Author, businessman, producer, and director. His lead roles in films include Cocoon, Police Academy, Three Men and a Baby, Diner, The Bedroom Window, Three Men and a Little Lady, The Big Green, and Short Circuit. He's 66 years old, lives in Brooklyn with his spouse. He's written books. He's 6'0". He's 6 foot tall. All right. So, I mean, you know, he's out there. Let's check his IMDb for a second. I'm sorry I'm derailing the segment. Let's check his IMDb and see what was his latest film or role at all. Oh, he's actually he's in something called Hello or Goodbye Hello. In 2024, The Little Mermaid. He voiced King Jasper in 2023. How to Murder Your Husband, a TV movie, in 2023. The Goldbergs, the TV series. He did that between 2019 and 2023. The Adventures of Bunny Bravo, Break Even. So he's not like an A-lister at this point. But he's working and he's busy. So that's what happened to Steve Gutenberg. See? Science. Top other dumb questions science needs to answer. Why do people in the South live in the same small town forever when their house is on wheels? What? top dumb questions science needs to answer. Is it crucial to train dogs to fetch balls and then chop off their own? Top dumb questions science needs to answer. before cars were invented. What did birds poop on? And top dumb questions science needs to answer. How can Elon Musk be so incredibly smart and also so incredibly stupid at the same time? Did I read that wrong? No, not that. Oh, the dog one. Do we need to go back? Take two. Top other dumb questions science needs to answer. Is it cruel? Oh, I said crucial. Okay. Is it cruel to train dogs to fetch balls, but then chop theirs off? What? Okay. It's the Mike Show. Coming up, we have news, and then we have not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly. LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. The 76th annual Primetime Emmy Awards were last night. Yes, the Emmys are 76 years old, which means they're old enough to remember when people still cared about the Emmys. Eugene Levy hosted with his son Dan, along with Eugene's companion animals, his eyebrows. Jelly Roll performed during the In Memoriam reel. There was also an In Memoriam backstage when Jelly Roll killed the snack table of Twinkies and Ringdings. And the audience thought there was a security lapse when a scary-looking disheveled man got on stage. Turns out it was just George Lopez presenting. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. It's the, what is today? Today's the, Monday. It's the Monday edition of the program. So, what is slowly killing you? But you really, really enjoy doing it anyway. Yeah. I mean, Mondays, it's the day of the week that's slowly killing me. But there's a thread online where people were talking about things that are slowly killing you, but you actually really enjoy doing it. Not surprisingly, some of the most popular answers involve vices, tobacco, alcohol, drugs, but others had a different take. And here are the other things that are slowly killing people, but they can't quite quit them. Do you want to do it from the bottom up? Yes, let's do it from the bottom up. Number 15 on the list. Dating men. Okay. Processed meat. Welding. Huh? The person said, these were on Ask Reddit. The person said, quote, "It's quite literally killing me. Eyesight gotten worse, black soot and rust blown out of my respiratory system on a nightly basis." Someone responded, "You're supposed to wear a welding mask." I would imagine. Parenting is number 12 on the list. These are top things that are slowly killing us, but we really enjoy doing it anyway. Bacon-wrapped jalapeno poppers. Eating ramen every night. Yeah, oh man. Sugar, and specifically Ben and Jerry's. Social media energy drinks. Sitting, not with an H. Sitting too much. Not exercising. Now, these are a little bit more more traditional. Fast food, number four on the list. Not sleeping enough, number three. Procrastination. How can procrastination be killing you? I mean, it's Ask Reddit. It's not science. Binge eating, number one on the list. Speaking of which, and things that are killing you, you got the most unhealthy menu items at America's fast food chains. There's a new analysis out, and they compared products across 24 chains, looking at calories, sugar, saturated fat, and sodium. Then they gave each one an unhealthiness score. Here are the least healthy and the healthiest version of each item. Let's see. Do we want to do this from the bottom up? Would that make sense? No. Let's just do it from the top down. Because I so far I can't make heads or tails of this. Five Guys, according to this study, had the unhealthiest cheeseburger, followed by Whataburger and Smashburger. Okay, I've never had a hamburger or cheeseburger from any of those places. Of the 16 places with a qualifying cheeseburger, Culver's was the least unhealthy, or healthiest, if you will, followed by McDonald's and Burger King. Huh. I don't even know what a Culver's is. Popeyes had the unhealthiest chicken sandwich, followed by Fat Burger and Zaxby's. Of the 20 places with a chicken sandwich, the McChicken at McDonald's was the least unhealthy, or the healthiest, followed by Dairy Queen and then Culver's. I'm curious, what are Culver's? Culver's, fast food. Well, it just popped right up. Menu item, how do I find? Oh, restaurant locator. They're in North Carolina. There's one that I see in Virginia. Oh, where at? That's the Cavalier. No, I'm looking for Culver's, not the Cavalier. I was getting excited for a second. I was like, hey, we have one? No. They're mostly in North Carolina. North Carolina. More. Oh, Michigan. North Carolina. Michigan. Where's that? That doesn't say. Okay. Anyway, yeah, I'm looking at them. They're either in Michigan or North Carolina. That's so random. Of the 9 places with chicken nuggets, the McDonald's ones were the least unhealthy, or the healthiest, followed by KFC and Wendy's. You would think KFC's would be a little bit more healthy. Five Guys had the unhealthiest French fries, followed by Steak and Shake and Bojangles. Of the 23 places with fries, In-N-Out had the least unhealthy, followed by McDonald's and Church's Chicken. Fat Burger had the unhealthiest vanilla shake, followed by Sonic and Five Guys. Of the 14 places with shakes, McDonald's had the least unhealthy one, followed by Smash Burger and Arby's. Overall, this report has McDonald's as the least unhealthy fast food chain. Surprisingly, but only as long as you don't overeat. The World Economic Forum reports that around half of Americans are trying to eat more healthy or healthily, but 46% say food pricing makes that more difficult. And then there's the food desert in a lot of places that contributes to it. My recommendation is that you hit the Lynchburg Community Market every Saturday morning and pick up fresh ingredients, and they're from your local farmers, and you can cook a little bit more at home. And there's all kinds of places and all kinds of ways that you can find healthier food options. All right, what else do we? Or how are we on time? Bu- 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 bu. Let's do this. Faux ductivity. It's a fun new word to say. Maybe don't tell your boss what it means. 1 in 3 workers in a new poll admit to faux ductivity, making it look like you're productive when you're not really doing much. A common example is using a mouse jiggler app. So it looks like you're at the computer, but it could also be as simple as claiming you worked hours that you didn't work. A third of low-level employees admit to stuff like that, and around half of managers say faux ductivity is a problem in general. But the last stat is pretty rich once you hear this. The poll found managers are actually more likely to be faux-ductive. 37% of managers admit to it, compared to 32% of non-managers. Okay, I have to share this with you. Now, I love broadcasting. I love the broadcast industry. I am busier, legitimately busier than I think I have been in a very, very, very long time. At 57 years old, I'm working harder and I think smarter too than I have in a very, very long time. But you know what? When you have to pay the bills and you're just especially when you're just starting out, you might have to go into a career field that isn't exactly your fave. I've always wanted to be in radio. I mean, there's hands down, no question. Since I was 5 years old, I knew that this is what I wanted to do. But starting out, you know, you don't make a lot of money in a lot of cases. You have to work on a number of different jobs, and then you know, kids come along, and you got to pay the bills, right? So for a while, I was in radio, and I worked a ton, but I had to supplement my income. So I ended up getting into retail, men's retail, as a matter of fact, and clothing in general. Then I got a gig. I was the men's department manager at a department store, and I kind of hated it. And so to look busy, here's a tip, gang. Or don't try this at home. I don't know. Get a clipboard, put a bunch of random papers on it, and walk like you have a purpose with your clipboard and your papers. And you walk from point A to point B like you have a purpose, and also look annoyed. No one will question what you're doing. No one will question whether or not you're working or not. Clipboard, random papers, walk with a purpose, look annoyed. You're welcome. Or, I'm sorry. Here are the top 5 reasons for faux ductivity. Better work-life balance. You need it. Feeling burnt out. Not enough work to do. Unrealistic expectations from your boss, or wanting to appease upper management. All right. Coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your 5 random facts. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by, let's do Jersey Mike's. Jersey Mike's subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
K-H-F.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
I don't know. Maybe they might say,
I don't think anyone should be peeing on anybody.
I agree. All right, here we go. Number one. Airplane emergency exit doors are basically impossible to open mid-flight because of the pressure. It would take 24,000 pounds of force to open the door. I mean, assuming all the bolts weren't missing, right? Anyway, number two. In Mexico, Germany, Chile, and a few other countries, it's not illegal to break out of prison. Germany says it's just human nature to try and escape. Number three, Marie Curie is the only person who's won the Nobel Prize for two different areas of science, physics and chemistry. Number four, the guy who invented the upside-down ketchup bottles with the opening at the bottom instead of the top, he sold his company to Heinz in 1995 for $13 million. And then number five, there are seven ski resorts in Africa, three in Morocco, two in Algeria, one in South Africa, and one in Lesotho. And those are your five random facts. Coming up, we got sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. We call it Audio Vault. That is all on your way to help make your Monday a little bit more bearable.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random.
Yep. All right. And then later on, of course, we've got your stupid criminals and the good news and all that kind of stuff. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. Hi there. Let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. Well, it's the audio from viral videos. You get it. You get the idea. Justin Timberlake pleaded guilty Friday to a traffic infraction, driving while his ability was impaired to resolve his driving while intoxicated case in the Hamptons. Outside the courthouse, he apologized, and he had this public service message.
Even if you've had one drink, don't get behind the wheel of a car. So many alternatives. Take an Uber, take a taxi, even one drink. Don't get behind the wheel of a car.
I'm bringing safety back.
Yeah.
Drinking and driving is no way to act.
No.
Call a cab or get the Uber app.
Yeah.
Owe your lawyer lots of jack.
Why do you sound so fuzzy?
I don't know. All right. some idiot started a brawl at a Panera Bread in Glendale, Colorado last Tuesday, and an employee got in on it by beating him with a pizza paddle. The guy ran off before police got there. Here, take a listen to how it all went down.
Come on, right?
Hey!
Oh,
hey, come on, throw up! Get out of here! Stop it! Stop it!
Pizza paddle. I should have saved that one for stupid criminals. I'm sorry, but it's just so funny. Pizza paddle. Let's see. Let's save that one. Save that one. Let's save that one. We already did that one. Oh, yeah. The 76th Annual Emmy Awards were held last night in Los Angeles. Here is a montage of the big winners.
For Best Supporting Actor at a Comedy Series. And the Emmy goes to Evan Moss Backer,
The Bear.
For Supporting Actor in a Drama Series. Billy Crudup, The Morning Show.
For Lead Actor in a Comedy Series.
Jeremy Allen White, The Bear.
For Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy, Liza Colon-Zayas, The Bear.
For Lead Actress in a Comedy Series. The Amazing Jean Smart.
For Outstanding Reality Competition Program.
The Traitors.
Last week tonight with John Oliver.
The Daily Show.
For Outstanding Limited or Anthology Series.
Baby Reindeer.
For Lead Actor in a Drama Series.
Hiroyuki Sanada.
For Lead Actress in a Drama Series.
Anna Sawai Shogun.
Drama Series.
Shogun.
For Outstanding Comedy Series. Hacks.
All right, there you go. The father-son duo of Eugene and Dan Levy hosted the Emmys last night. Here's part of their monologue.
Welcome, everybody, to the 76th Emmy Awards. Also known as broadcast TV's biggest night for honoring movie stars on streaming services.
A little bit of history here. Emmy history, the very first Emmys host in 1949... was Walter O'Keefe.
That's true, and tonight we are making Emmy history as the very first father-son pair to mention Walter O'Keefe since 1949.
All right, the first presenters of the Emmys last night were also nominated. They'll introduce themselves. Here you go.
Hi, I'm Selena Gomez.
And I'm Steve Martin.
And I'm Martin.
And what an exciting night to be here at the Emmys.
I personally have never been more excited or happier.
What a magical evening it's been trying to remember people's names.
And pretending that we've seen their shows.
And when I see an actor I don't know, I just say, I loved your scene with Nicole Kidman. And 9 times out of 10, I'm right.
And see, let me just say what an honor it is for me to be working with someone who looks like he's fallen and can't get up.
And let me say what an honor it is for me to be working with someone who looks like a former women's tennis champion.
All right. Let's. Wow. Okay, so what is this? Oh, Tito Jackson of the Jackson 5 died yesterday. He was 70. Even though there's not an official cause of death, it's believed he suffered a heart attack. In 2016, Tito told the story of how the group began in Gary, Indiana. His dad came home from work and was impressed by how well Tito played his guitar.
Here I am playing this guitar, about 7, 8 years old. He looked at me and said, dang, you playing just as good as me. He gave me the guitar. He said, I want you to learn every song on the radio. So that's what I started doing. Then Jackie and Jermaine and them, we were harmonizing, and Michael and Marlon were just little bitty things. You know, they were somewhere around 2, 3, 4 years old. One day, a year or two later, we hear Michael singing in kindergarten, singing Climb Every Mountain. He tore it up, man. We couldn't believe our mouths flew open. We rush him home, tell him he's in the group. Marlon said, me too? I said, yeah, you too, come on. So that's how the Jackson brothers were formed.
Wow. Let's see. Let's save this one for stupid criminals as well. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian Dana Gould with his take on many reality shows.
When did the History Channel become the network of shows for what people in the Klan do during the day? It's reality shows. My wife, she will only watch reality shows. And the dumber the show, the more she wants to watch it. I cannot be in the room when they're on. Because you will never experience less reality than when you're watching a reality show. You're watching people who aren't actors put into situations created by people who aren't writers. And they're second-guessing how they think you would like to see them behave if this were a real situation, which it's not. And you are passively observing this. You're watching an amateur production of nothing. It's like a photo of a drawing of a hologram. It's the Beatles of wasting your time.
All right, that's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here lovingly, grab the handle, and go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we've got stupid criminals. We're going to get stupid, but we've got good news for you as well, and we'll share that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their Tap Room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their Tap Room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! Time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. All right. Tow truck drivers are probably prepared to deal with some attitude, especially in New York City. New York City! But nothing this extreme, I would imagine. A 55-year-old man named Russell Leosa was arrested after he went on a warpath when he saw his pickup truck being hooked up to a tow truck. He ran up, threatened the driver, then hopped in and stole the tow truck with his truck loosely attached to the back. Here, we have sound. This is, here's Russell stealing the tow truck. and wrecking his own vehicle in the process. Here, listen.
Get down. Put the truck down. Put the truck down. Get away from this truck.
Cut it out.
Nobody's taking this truck from me.
All right, so he made his getaway, and his truck's door was still open and was slamming against multiple cars that were parked along the street, damaging all of them. It ended up ripping the driver's side door off his truck. Then he made a wild turn, which caused his truck to break free and roll over into the traffic coming from the other direction. Despite all the carnage, no one was seriously injured. Russell drove a few more blocks and then abandoned the tow truck. The whole thing was caught on the tow truck's cameras, so it didn't take long for the police to track him down, and he was arrested. He was hit with multiple charges, including robbery, grand larceny auto, reckless endangerment, leaving the scene of an accident, and 11 counts of property damage. Now, for what it's worth, Russell's father claims Russell was so heated because he thought his truck was being stolen because the tow truck was unmarked. So there you go. And then, we had one more story in here. Okay, we've heard of morons trying to pass fake money off to the banks as if they wouldn't notice. But what about the bank trying to pass fake money off to you? Independent Bank in Kentucky is in hot water after more than a dozen people received fake $100 bills. Not only that, but it was movie money that said for motion picture purposes and in props we trust. It wasn't totally obvious to some. They felt the bills felt and looked real at first, but people definitely realized that they were fake when they tried to spend them. It's unclear who's at fault, but the bank is blaming it on the vendor that manages and maintains their machines. They say they've shut down the fake money ATMs and have contacted the people who may have been impacted. They also said, quote, "We apologize for any inconvenience." I wonder if the company that manages and maintains their machines made off, or somebody who works there made off with a whole stack of cash that was really meant to go into the ATMs. This will be an interesting story to continue to follow. Then there is this. No, we got a couple more. Then there is this. We read that one. Okay. A DoorDash driver in Texas claims he was slowed and then later shot at while making a Panera bread delivery. This is two Paneras that had instances. While making a Panera bread delivery in a remote area by a group of men on horseback. Can I just read this whole one? Because this is so disjointed the way it's written. Take two. A DoorDash driver in Texas claims he was slowed and later shot at while making a Panera bread delivery in a remote area by a group of men on horseback. Here is Matthew talking about what happened to him that night.
Not far down the road, I run into a long line of cars. It was clear to me they were looking to start trouble. It was a game to them. One of them dismounts off their horse. Another rider got to my right and blocked me off. And then the guy who gets off in front of me said he was going to pop my ass right here. That's when I hear, like, basically sounded like an explosion. I didn't even understand the night when the cop that found the bullet was like, "You're really lucky."
I mean, good Lord. A river otter attacked a child at a marina in Washington, pulling the kid underwater. The mother was able to rescue the child. Here are people from the community commenting on the attack.
I have never heard of an otter attacking.
We found out about it, and I never heard of that.
Most otters will tend to steer clear of people, but they can be territorial.
Take seriously wild animals. I mean, it's been in the news quite a bit. In Yellowstone and buffaloes, you don't get too close to a buffalo. So from now on, we'll know not to get too close to a river otter.
Yeah, let's not do that. In San Diego, an 11-year-old boy had his entire lemonade stand set up stolen by a guy in his truck. Liam was using the money to save up for a dirt bike. Here are Liam and his mother, Carrie, talking about the thief.
Why would this happen? Why would he do that from a kid that's just trying to sell lemonade.
About halfway through the video, you can see that he picks the sign up and he reads it.
On the bottom, in kind of small writing, said, saving for a dirt bike, anything helps. Thank you, with a little smiley face at the end. Someone that's rude and selfish and has no feelings for other people and only cares about himself.
I hope that he doesn't, you know, use this experience to think that, you know, all people are like that and there's not good people in this world.
There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Okay, so we heard about otters doing bad things. Now let's hear about otters doing good things. A search and rescue team in Florida is training its first search and rescue otter. His name is Splash. The guy trained him, said he came up with the idea. The guy training him said he came up with the idea after learning otters are the only mammal that can smell things underwater. Here are two otter experts talking about what an otter can do to help authorities.
I had read an article that said that otters were the only mammals that have odor detection underwater. And I kept thinking to myself, well, why can't we get these guys to work for us? Is it possible to do that?
Not only can they smell items underwater, they can also pick up on cues, on trails, smell trails. So, you know, an item might be way down there, but because it's been dissolved underwater and the water is moving toward the otter, they can pinpoint right to it because they get the trail.
Interesting. And that's the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?